Hey guys, welcome to the JLR Equestrian Podcast with your host, Jordan Risky. Well, today I have, and I am so excited to present this podcast to you with my absolute best friend, Courtney Lucas. Me and Courtney have grown up riding horses together. She grew up riding with my mom, so I have known Courtney literally like forever, since we were like 6 and 7, so it's nuts. So I've known Courtney for forever, and I really wanted to bring her on because she has a lot of good insight into things going on in the world today. She was a full-time college student along with showing and training her 2 personal horses, as well as having jobs to pay for all of that. So I wanted to bring her on to talk about balancing school, work, and riding. And then she's also a working student currently, so she's going to talk us through how she likes that experience and some insight into being a working student and the gist of it. So without further ado, let's get started. Who am I here with today?
Courtney Lucas.
Awesome, Courtney. So Courtney has been growing up, I've grown up with Courtney for forever, and I've ridden with her for forever and known her for forever. So I was like, okay, let's have Courtney on the podcast. And she has some really great life stories and everything. So I wanted to have her come on and talk us through some things that she's gone through. So as we get started, Courtney's going to take us through how she got started into riding and where she is today right now.
Okay. So my dad's side of the family always had horses. So we would always go over to my grandparents' house and get like little pony rides on their horses. And I had always said that I wanted to start taking riding lessons. So my grandma knew Jordan's mom, Amy. And for Christmas on my 6th birthday, she signed me up for riding lessons. And well, you know how that goes because I'm still riding today.
You get hooked pretty quick.
Yeah. So I've been riding with Jordan's mom pretty much my whole life. When I was probably like 10, I started doing fun shows, that she was having at her farm. And then when I was 12, that's when I started eventing on my first horse, Red, who was actually one of Amy's old lesson ponies who I just fell in love with, and she didn't want to sell him, but because it was me, she said, okay.
Okay, I guess.
So I started eventing on him, and I did some starter events, but he didn't really like eventing. He more just liked trotting around the ring and having fun. So then we started looking, and we ended up getting my first event horse named Titan, who I still have today, in 2014. He's an off-the-track thoroughbred, and he's just the best.
He's such a cool horse if you guys ever get to see him. He's so cool.
So I started eventing him. I started him at starter the first year I had him. And now I have trained him all the way up, and we're actually doing our first 2-star long at Tryon this year. So that's pretty exciting. And then probably about 3 years ago, Amy said that I was probably ready to start my own horse. So we went with them to Kentucky to look at a few off-the-track thoroughbreds. And unfortunately, all of them had already been sold. But we made the crazy decision to ask about 2 horses from a track in Indiana that we had never seen before, and we talked for like 5 minutes, and we made the crazy decision to buy them sight unseen. So maybe not the most logical decision, but it was a good one because I got to restart my first horse directly off the track, and his name is Sully, and he's actually hopefully going to his forever home in a few weeks. So that's pretty interesting. And then, so as of right now, I'm working in Georgia, for a rider, named Mary Beth Davis, and she's pretty cool. And Jordan actually sort of introduced me to her through, Doug Payne's groom, she was looking for a working student back in August. So I thought the experience was interesting. So I just said, heck with it. Let's do it.
Yeah. And it's been awesome ever since you've been down there, right?
Yeah, I love it. It's so much fun. I'm learning so much in such a little time. It's been a little bit nerve-wracking because since we were right in the peak of fall show season, everything was just sort of thrown at me all at once. But she's super nice, and the other working student there is super nice, and it's just been so great. Everybody at the barn's been great, so highly recommend.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so exciting for you. I'm so happy. So as we get to hear about Courtney's story, that's so cool, and to hear about how she's gotten to where she is awesome. So when we look at all the young riders and around us today, they all have a hard time figuring out how to balance all the things in their life, whether it be school and riding, and some people have to work, and so it can be really hard to figure that out. So Courtney here was a full-time college student studying to go into vet school later on, hopefully. And then she was working and training her two horses as well as working two jobs. So I thought it'd be really good to get her input on some things in that aspect of her life. So Courtney, where did you end up going to school and what did you study?
So I went to Eastern Michigan University to study biology. Because when I first went into college, I was like, yep, I want to go to vet school. So biology was the track. And I actually chose Eastern. I was looking at a few other schools, but I chose Eastern because it was close to home and I could still ride while going to school. Whereas some other schools, I wouldn't have been able to take my horses with me and I could not give up riding.
Way too hard for that. And so how many horses were you riding while going to school again?
I had two of my own personal horses that I was riding going to school.
And so did you have those horses at your house or did you board them somewhere?
Both of them were boarded at my house, so I would be taking care of them while going to school and working.
Yeah, so lots of stuff going on. So, and then you also had some jobs. So what did you do and like where did you work? What were you working doing?
So while I was in school, I had two part-time jobs. One was, it was like 2 or 3 days a week working at a small breeding farm. I worked in the afternoons. I did stalls, waters, feeding, brought horses in, took horses out, things like that. So that was pretty laid back, easier job. And then I also worked 3 or 4 days a week at a Morgan show barn. So they had probably between like 20 and 25 horses in the barn most of the time. So I'd help with morning chores, which would probably take like 5 or 6 hours. And then I would help tack the horses, untack, things like that. So,
yeah, and I know you really like the Morgan farm. What was your favorite thing about that job?
Actually, the last year before I moved down here to Georgia, I was able to start helping break some of their young 3-year-olds. So that was actually pretty interesting, and I learned a lot doing that. Oh, and I also learned how to drive some of their Morgans, which was pretty cool. It's a lot more fun than you think.
Well, that's awesome. That is so cool. I'm so jealous. Well, now looking back on all these different things and balancing all these aspects of your life, what was one of the key things that helped you be successful and good at all of these things and not just excelling at one thing specifically, whether it just be horses or riding or just working in general?
The thing that probably helped me be most successful was just keeping the same schedule every week. So I could just balance everything and I knew exactly what I needed to do that day or for that week. So I wasn't getting stressed or having things pile up at the end of the week. So just staying organized and keeping the same schedule.
Yeah, that's very helpful for sure.
Yeah.
So when you look at your schedule then, what would like a daily and weekly schedule for you in school, riding, and working for?
So my daily schedule mostly looked like I would get up in the morning, probably around 6 or 6:30, I'd get like get dressed and do things like that. And then I would go and feed and take care of my horses. And then I always tried to put my college classes in the morning, because I would much rather get up early and just go right to school and get all my college classes done. So I would go and hopefully do most of my classes. In between any gaps I would have, I would try and do a lot of my homework, so I wouldn't have to do that at home. And then I'd try and get done with my day around 2 or 3 o'clock. And then I would go to the small breeding farm that I worked at, and I'd do evening chores, and that would probably take me 3 hours or so. Then I would go home and either eat dinner and then ride my horses, or especially in the winter, I'd ride and then eat, so I could ride before dark, because we didn't have an outdoor or an indoor arena, so we had to ride while it was still light out. And then after that, I'd finish any homework that I needed to, and then I would go to bed. And then on the weekends, most of the time I would start at the Morgan Barn about 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'd get up, do my chores, my horse chores, and then I'd go to the Morgan Barn and work. The schedule depended. Sometimes I would be done at noon. Sometimes it would be closer to like 3 or 4. It just depended on how the day went and what we needed to do. And then I would go home and ride my horses. And then on Sundays, I would go from the Morgan Barn to the small breeding barn, and then I would work, and then I would go home and ride. So just fit everything in, and then I would fit homework in any of the small gaps that I had during the day.
Yeah, so she was a very, very busy lady, but she was really able to keep it really organized, which is really key. What was one of the hardest parts about balancing all of this and all of your time?
The hardest part was probably if any one class gave me either like a really big project, or if I was having a hard time like understanding something in school, trying to set aside enough time to like really learn it or get help learning it while still working and writing, because I needed to do everything. So that was a little bit stressful, but luckily when I would go ride my horses, if I was having like a really stressful day, I wouldn't really do much. We would just go like hack around and clear my mind, and then I could go back into it and it would be a lot easier to focus.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what was like your favorite part like of your day that you had to look forward to every day?
Definitely riding.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Come on. Okay, so since Courtney is a new grad from college, she graduated this spring from Eastern, what are your plans for the future?
I'm not really sure at the moment. I plan to go to a vet school after college, but I knew that when I went to vet school, I would probably have to sell my horses, and at this stage of my life, I didn't want to do that, so I'm taking a gap year, and I'm a working student for Mary Bess, as I said previously, so that we're just going to see where that takes me and decide from there.
For sure. No big rush at all. You got all the time. So Mary Bess Davis is who you work for, and you're a working student. Do you love your job? What do you like about it?
I think I like everything about it. We ride, so she has probably about 15 horses in training right now. So we get to ride like 6 or 7 horses a day. But it's a lot in the fact that there's a lot to do, but it's really fun. You're never like dreading riding any of the horses because they're all super nice. Like it keeps you busy enough where you're not bored, but it's not so busy that you're like stressed out.
Yeah.
So I like doing that. And all of the clients are super nice. Like you always look forward to when they come and take lessons, 'cause you can chat with them while you're tacking up or untacking. And they all are super nice, and they're all super supportive. I've, I mean, I've only been with Mary Best for a little over 2 months, and all of her clients have told me good luck this weekend at Tryon, which is super nice. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's such a nice support system to have now.
Yeah.
And that's such a great network. So I know you said you absolutely love everything, but is there a hard part about the job as a working student, or what would that be maybe?
Probably the hardest thing would have been moving to Georgia and being on my own.
For sure.
Because since I went to school, school was only 15 minutes from my house, so I stayed at home all through college. So moving to Georgia and being a working student is the first time I moved away from home. So that was a little hard.
Yeah.
But everybody is so nice at the barn. And
yeah.
It's easy to, if you are having a bad time or if you just need, a little pick-me-up, you can ask anybody at the barn, including Mary Bess, and they're all happy to help you in whatever way you need. And her family is super nice. They've invited us up for football parties, and it's just super fun. So moving away was probably hard, but everybody at the barn has made it a really easy transition.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Alrighty. So when we're talking to our young riders or somebody that's looking about going to be a working student, do you have any advice for them, whether they may be nervous or don't know what to expect? What could be some advice for that person?
I would say go and do a trial first. When I, before I actually took the job with Mary Bess, I went down to Georgia for 2.5 days and I saw what it was like, and I got to meet her and a few of the clients and really see if I meshed with her style of teaching and her their work day and everything. And that helped a lot in my decision to move down there. I wasn't as nervous because I knew that I liked her teaching. I knew that she was a nice person. It helped ease my mind. So I would definitely say if you want to be a working student, try and see if you can get a trial period to just see if you like it before you commit.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. That's really key to it. So as we wrap this up, how can people get into contact with you? Do you have any social media accounts, or how, if someone wants to get in contact with you, Courtney, how can they do that?
Well, my Instagram is CML_eventing, or my Facebook is Courtney Lucas.
Awesome. Awesome. And do you have anything else you want to share with anybody?
I think that's it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me, Jordan. This was really fun.
If you guys want to keep up with what's going on in my life, you can definitely feel free to follow my Instagram at JLR_eventing. My Facebook page is Jordan Risky Eventing, and my TikTok is JLR_eventing. And that has my most up-to-date information and everything if you want to keep up with me. And I hope I get to talk to you guys soon, and I hope you guys have a God-blessed day. Thank you.